It's Thomas Brown, one of the cycle ambassadors, and I'm joined by PC Gordon Ross and Sergeant Graham Nisbet from the Drylough Safer Neighbourhood team. We've just finished the cycle challenge in North Edinburgh, and we were joined on the challenge by Gordon, who was out on his bike. So Gordon, what's the benefits to patrolling the cycle path network on your bike?
I certainly think the benefit for kind of a police officer out cycling is it lets us kind of reach areas that can be kind of quite inaccessible via kind of police like motor vehicles, and so it gets us into areas, as I said, and it lets us kind of actually kind of out meet the public, engage with the public, and certainly kind of the response I've had from the times I've been out on the walkways, cycle paths, are that kind of it's very positive, and lets the kind of the local population know that it's an area that we will kind of continue to kind of patrol.
Yeah. And how often during a week would you patrol on the cycle path and the network?
It's very hard to put a timetable on that. Obviously, our time spent in various kind of aspects of policing, but certainly kind of if my kind of workload allows, I certainly try to get out on the kind of the cycle paths, walkways, and the kind of the Water of Leith area as often as possible.
And I see you're getting a good reaction from local people who are using these networks.
Yes, I'd like to emphasise that kind of from a policing perspective, that the walkway cycle paths are a kind of safe environment, but it certainly gives the kind of local population a reassurance that they can see police officers out on the kind of cycle path walkways.
We were also joined in a cycle challenge today by Police Sergeant Graham Nisbet, who was on a foot patrol on the cycle path network. And Graham, what's your involvement with policing the cycle path networks?
Well, I'm the sergeant for the Safer Neighbourhood team, or one of the sergeants. I cover the Inverleith ward. There is two other sergeants for the fourth ward. And my role is really to engage with the local community, particularly community leaders. And on this occasion, with the cycle paths, the local subgroup of the Neighbourhood Partnership, they are able to set priorities for the Safer Neighbourhood teams to try and act upon. And they have, for the last 8 weeks, asked us to look at the walkways of leak cycle paths and try and put some patrolling around those areas. Not because there's any problems, but really because they want us to let people enjoy that area and have some sort of assurance that the police are there.
And what kind of shape have these patrols taken?
Well, officers going to and from Drylough Police Station will go into the walkways in order that they can reach their beats and do that way. Also in May, what we were able to do was the 4th Ward also identified the cycle pass walkways as a priority, and our colleagues from the West done something similar. So in May there was designated dates where we ran an operation where we had officers from each of those three wards all on the cycle paths at various times of the day, doing our reassurance patrol. And in fact, we also had our road safety officer out giving some tips and some helpful advice to cyclists, as well as a crime prevention officer.
You mentioned there, Graham, that you've worked with other police colleagues. What other partnerships have helped?
Well, from within our own force, we've actually asked our colleagues from the Mounted Section to patrol the cycle paths and walkways as well, having amended their patrolling from police headquarters, and so members of the public may have actually seen our officers on horse travelling up and down the cycle paths. But we don't work alone. We work very closely with our partners, environmental wardens and the community safety team right in North Bilton office, and they also have come out with us, and we've undertaken joint patrolling on the cycle paths, and they've played their part also by going up and down identifying any sort of dangers and making sure that they're cleaned up.